Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. And you can join us. I mean, we can be right there with you on the phone directly talking to you. And all you have to do is call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Joining me today, Dr. Sherry Keffer. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing fabulous, and even better that I'm here with you.
And I think Chris is supposed to join us, but maybe not.
He might be stuck in traffic, so yeah. He'll be here shortly, I'm sure.
A lot of people may not understand how bad the traffic in California is.
It can be pretty bad.
But just imagine, I'm trying to think of how you could figure out how bad it was. Imagine you're a woman, you need to go to the restroom, and it is a, who would women go to see in droves? The guy from Scotland who's redheaded, whatever his name. All right, so we're really
and into the line goes all the way around the stadium. We all know what that looks like. They need to make more women's bathrooms in stadiums. That's my vote.
Obviously, I am analogy definitely challenged today. But anyway, we're glad you're with us. And let me tell you something. This is all about hope and better. Who wants worse and hopelessness? But, you know, if you've been around New Life for a while, you've seen some folks who thought there was no way things could be better, and they got a lot better. They thought there was no hope, and they experienced a tremendous, tremendous change. And if that's what you are looking for, then you can always call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, I was just talking to my wife the other day, and I said, honey, you know what it is. I mean, here's the deal. We all need to be going to Selfaholics Anonymous. I mean, that's really, we're so stuck on ourselves.
Yeah.
We're so into ourselves. Our addiction isn't to anything but to ourselves. And God comes along and says, hey, I got a different idea for you. How about die to self and watch the world explode in front of you? And I know people, and you do too, Sherry, that they think they're in recovery. They think they've got it together. But you know what? They're just talking.
Yeah.
They're still not putting it down. And they've got their excuse, their big shot excuse, the excuse that makes everything different for them. Well, if you only knew. Or, well, my situation or whatever. But I got to tell you something. You determine today that you're not going to need Selfaholics Anonymous anymore. And you become a Godaholic. And things will start to open up in a different way. Well, if you want to talk with us, 1-800-229-3000. And you know what? Just tell you this before we go to the break. We asked folks to help us. When things didn't happen very well in the beginning of June, and people came through and helped us, and then here now August. So June and July, because a lot of people came on board, really helped. Well, August, slow start, which is typical, but help us to keep that momentum going that you provided this summer. Please help us do that. And
you know how that started, Steve? That was a bit of a wildfire that started with one couple. That came forward and said, we'd be willing to give this much as a matching gift.
That's right.
And that thing just took off.
That's
so
right.
If there's someone out there today that wants to be that couple to light the flame, give us a call.
They sure could. Yeah, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for that. 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. It is New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. Let's go right to the phones. Someone here has called us at 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for only 1 hour today. Really glad that you're with us during that hour. Let's go to Tim, Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Great. How are you all? Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's going on?
I'm dealing with, I believe now looking back, a parental alienation situation. I've been divorced over 4 years now, and from the time the divorce started, I really saw my daughter pull away from me, and now she's 18. She just graduated from high school. They wouldn't allow me to come see her graduate. They wouldn't give me a ticket to see her graduate. She won't have any conversation with me at all. Blocked me on all Facebook. I mean, you kind of get the point. Just total separation for me and actually my family as well. So my question is, how can I make that connection and continue that connection when it's not reciprocated on her end?
Okay, so what you really want to know is how do you start a connection with her?
Well, yeah, reconnect, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, what do you think here? That's rough.
Yeah, so I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this very thing, and I don't know what your story is and how it all went down. But in their particular situation, there was a divorce, and right during the divorce, the wife began to just talk about her husband in some ways that weren't good. And it became a tug of war and a battle. And so the kids got some information that wasn't necessarily true, but that really caused them to feel some fear with their father. And so is that what happened to you, or?
Well, it's kind of similar. I was in ministry for 10 years, found out my wife was having an affair.
Okay.
Decided to move back to her hometown to try to work things out. It just never went to counseling. I could never get past it, so I ended up filing for a divorce. I even, at that point, knew that my daughter was going to need counseling, take that counselor out, you know, out of the phone book, and the goal was that we were going to meet together at some point. So she would go, and then we would go together to kind of work through some of the issues that had started. I could kind of see that pulling away, you know, that dad's just, you know, I don't want nothing to do with him.
How did that happen? So let me ask you, how did that happen? Well, how did your wife have the affair and you get the bad rap? That's what I'm wondering.
That's a great question. That's the same question I've tried to answer. I mean, I can see looking back, there were days that obviously she slept a lot of times in my daughter's bedroom. I don't know what type of conversations went on there. I could just see that after I decided that I was going to file for divorce, that wife at the time, I don't think she really thought I would do it. And so there was a lot of anger there. But basically the ultimatum I had was, you know, you can have sex with whoever you want, but we're not having a traditional marriage. And I'm like, well, that's not a marriage. And so I ended up filing for divorce.
Got it. Now, it makes a lot of sense. So I think it sounds like it's similar. What happened is she had the affair. She actually kind of, it's called triangulation. She triangled in your daughter. She built a too strong of a bridge between, I mean, to sleep with your daughter. Your daughter was how old at that time?
At the time, she was probably 12.
Okay, so 13. She's sleeping in your daughter's bed in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are split in the house because your wife is sleeping with somebody else. But do you see how she picked sides back then? And so your daughter is confused. And it's your responsibility to press into that. And it may take some time because there's been probably 7 years of smack daddy. I mean, things said about you that are not right, not kind, or something's happened here. And it might be because your former wife doesn't want to take responsibility for what she did. So there's a split, a good, bad split. In fact, I think, Steve, didn't you do a show on that? The good, bad split. And so these things happen in households, and it hurts. Because, again, you're feeling...
It's very hurtful.
Yeah, on the outside. But the only person that can build a bridge back is you.
Okay.
And here's a headline for you. Let me just share this. Okay. Here's a big headline.
Sure.
Your daughter has absolutely no part in the decision to separate from you. Now, I know that just sounds ridiculous. She's 18. But a mother sleeping with her, even if there's no sleeping with her or anything, if a parent decides to turn another parent away, they can usually succeed. You know, when they go on a campaign to make you the bad person, they can usually succeed with that because they say everything that the child wants to hear and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just saying, don't be trying to convince your daughter she's wrong in rejecting you. It's got to be all you working to win her back. And then secondly, I think you have to have a really, really good conversation with your ex to say that,
well,
here we are, or you send her a letter. Here we are. My not being able to go to graduation is something that our daughter is going to regret one day. This is not healthy, and you're the person that can decide it's going to be different, and I hope you will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and again, I have tried to, I guess got to continue, trying to do that. You know, for the longest time, there's been so much anger I've had to work through. I mean, I went to counseling. I'm now remarried, and it affected my marriage at some point, so I finally have worked through that.
Well, then you should tell your daughter, you should tell your daughter, I am so sorry that when I could have been winning your heart or trying to connect with you through this tough time, that I was so angry and dealing with my own stuff, I neglected to do the repair work that I want to do now.
Right, that's a good point.
You could do that.
Yeah, and on Steve's point, it may be asking your daughter, what do you know about me? What have you heard that has made you so afraid?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And that's, and I've tried to do that in the past. I guess I need to continue to do that. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff made up. I mean, I had to go through psycho vows and all that.
I know.
Kind of stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a game of things.
That's
what I want to do. It's just at this point, it's hard to have, she won't, you know, she's blocked me from her phone, Facebook, and I send a card, she sends it back. I mean, it's just one of those things
that. I am so sorry.
There's no inroad at this point.
Okay, so now.
Go ahead.
So you can't contact her in any way, and if you do, she sends it back. So here's what you do.
Right.
You start sending the letters that you would normally send to her. you send them to your ex. So that you can at some point say to your daughter, every week I wrote your mother a letter asking her to reconsider, telling her how I felt about you, how much I wanted to be with you, and she never, ever budged one inch. That's what I would do. Because, right. See, that's something you can do, and the other stuff is stuff you can't do.
Well, that's great advice. I appreciate you all, your advice on that. And I will start doing that.
Do you know where your daughter lives? Do you know her house? Or?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she lives in the same, pretty much just the next town over, so it's not like it's a long distance. It's,
well,
you know, she leaves probably 10 minutes from me.
And you know what? I'm not trying to make it more uncomfortable for your daughter, but I want you to go to a florist, and I want you to spend $100 on a gorgeous bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to put a card in it, and all it says on there is, I still love you. That's it, Dad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want you to put it on her doorstep, and I want you to spend $100. I want it
or
to be extravagant.
Just have it delivered so that, just don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Just so you're not getting too close.
Yeah. But I would have you have that delivered to her doorstep, and all it says in there is, I still love you, Dad. Now, she can't send that back.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the last time I did that either. I would do that on a regular basis.
Regular basis, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you've heard us giving you advice, and maybe you haven't heard the compassion that you want, but it's there. We so understand, so understand how horrible this can be, and I'm hoping that somebody's listening, and you have gone on a mission to prove you're the good one and the other person's the bad one, and this might challenge you to rethink that whole
the
scenario.
Damage it causes.
Oh, it's just,
it's terrible,
so
damage. I tell you, one good thing about it is, all the stuff that I've went through over the last several months and years, I've actually enrolled back in school. I have a master's degree from Southern Seminary, but I'm going back into school. I'm getting my psychology degree, and I'm really looking to get into the counseling field for this very reason, just to be more helpful and understanding and compassionate when people are walking through these situations.
Yeah.
And
well, I hope that that goes
now, so.
Yeah. We got a lot of time left.
Sorry.
You're probably about halfway through. So, man, I ask everybody to pray for a miraculous breakthrough there. That would be pretty helpful. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. Right now, I want to place a little clip from tv.newlife.com. It's from Ephesians 5, entitled Wise and Fool.
Oh, there is actually, they can't queue it up, so we'll go to the next call.
Let's do that.
How would that be?
All right. How about we go to Annie, Sacramento, California, KFAX is the station. Hi, Annie.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, that's what we're here for. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you. Yes, fine. And thank you for your ministry. I've contributed in the past and also ordered some of your resources, which I find very helpful. I've been to.
Are you on a speakerphone or something? Are you on a speakerphone or something? If you can just whatever strange apparatus you're on, if you can, because there's a lot of additional
maybe
noise.
Maybe you're in a wind tunnel.
You'll have to be still to talk with us, or we won't be able to hear you. All right.
That's
so how can we help today?
Okay. I've recently remarried after I've been married 1.5 years, and I married a widower, and I am a widow of 3 years with a long marriage.
You're just going to your phone is so distracting. Your phone is so distracting. You're going to have to ask us a question real quick.
Okay.
So ask us a quick question.
Can you hear
question.
Me better now?
Okay, I sure
a
can.
Quick question. My new husband has become extremely passive in the relationship so that he almost will not express an opinion about anything. He just seems to be very quiet, and it wasn't that way at first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm concerned that either I've done something or... and what triggers my call is about a week and a half ago, we were discussing our late spouses, and he said that he missed his wife, Martha, very, very badly. He loved her so much, and that I was in second place.
All right. Very sad. Now, I'm going to go to a break. During the break, try to figure out what's strange about your phone. I don't know if it's that you're moving around or whatever, but we'll try to continue the phone call. But it's pretty tough to hear that you're second place. And, of course, it's kind of normal for a person that has feelings for the other person for a while. But, boy, just say that out loud, pretty tough.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. So, man, that's pretty bad. Somebody says the previous wife. Well, that's the one I really care about. So, Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, would you say or would you be able to identify anything that you have been part of or anything like on your side of the street that would lead him to be miserable and come out with a statement like the other person is really number one and you're number two?
I've been puzzling that for a while, and the only thing I can figure out is that his late wife was a stay-at-home, and he and I work. So, and he's retired. So he would like me home a lot of the time, but I can't be because I'm working. And so that's the main thing that I can identify is that I don't know if he's given up getting
all right,
more
well,
of
let's,
my
let
time.
Me, let me ask, I'm going to see if Sherry can find something a little deeper than that, maybe.
So, Annie, how long has he when did his wife die? Your husband died 3 years ago, correct?
Yes.
And then how long ago did his wife die?
About 8 months before that.
Okay.
So, almost,
so,
yeah.
So let me give you one word that starts with a G and ends with an F. Grief. Your husband is grieving. He has not fully let go of his wife, Martha.
Oh.
Yep. I don't know that it's really about you as much as it's about timing. And they were probably married, what, 30 plus years?
Yes, he was married 27 years.
Okay.
I was married 35 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was married almost 3 decades and you were 2. But for some reason, his grieving process looks very different than yours. And that's why okay. I think he's talking about he'd like you to be home more. Because he is, I think he was thinking that once you guys got married, he would feel better or not feel so alone or maybe even not miss Martha so much. And here you guys have been married and you know what? It's not gone away. And in fact, his ache is still there. He's trying to go back in his heart, but the reality that you're in his house and you're his new wife and he wasn't really ready in his heart to transition. But I don't think he knew that. I think he thought in his mind that he was ready, but his heart is stuck.
You're very insightful. He did tell me that he was ready when we first met. He was ready to remarry.
Yep.
And I wasn't quite. So I was still grieving quite a bit. I grieved pretty openly, probably another year. And then we got married.
Yep.
And he asked me if I, didn't I feel the same way that my husband was first and he was second. My mouth dropped open because I actually don't feel that way.
Yeah. Well, you've been able to grieve through that and then transition to make him your number one husband, right? Your priority.
That's right.
But he hasn't shifted gears. He hasn't shifted gears yet. He's stuck.
So what should she do? What do you think she ought to do?
So this is what I would do, and it's going to feel out of body for you. It might feel very awkward because it can, as Steve brought up at the beginning of our conversation, it can hurt so bad to hear him say, you know, that you're in second place. But
yes, and he's kind of checked out of the relationship also.
So if you were to be his friend, in your mind, if you go back to when you were dating and you were to be his friend and he was to tell you that Martha is still number one in my heart, as a friend, if you loved him, what would you do? Would you get mad at him at that point? Or would you begin to get curious about, well, what did you love about her? What do you miss about her?
Right. I'm not really angry about it. Somewhat hurt.
No, listen to her question.
Okay.
Because
her question or her statement, her advice is that you say to him, and what would it be that she would say?
Tell me more about her. Tell me more about what you miss. Because I know you guys were together for 27 years.
Yeah. Now, see, here, that is just such a great example of responding to a statement rather than reacting to it. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because that's what Take Your Life Back is all about, is responding, being so much aware of your own issues, you could say, so aware of the other person's feelings, in tune with them, that you respond to them rather than do what it would be considered kind of normal, and that would be react. Get defensive or be hurt.
Well, and you started the show, Steve, with this idea of surrender, right? We have to set ourselves aside. And this is one of those cases where love is patient. Love is kind. Love yeah. looks at where he's at and says, I will journey with you as you grieve your first wife.
Not fun, but helpful.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
It is New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today on New Life. Dr. Sherry Keffer and myself, and we don't have a clip from Tap TV, but you can go there and you can get a lot of great, great wisdom. Let me tell you about our workshops that are coming up. Every Man's Battle is Friday in Sacramento on September the 8th. And I'm sorry, Friday, this Friday in Sacramento, California. September the 8th, it's in Denver. And so if you are struggling or know somebody that needs some help, that workshop's there. Take Your Life Back, September the 8th, Washington, D.C. And then Intimacy in Marriage is September the 22nd in Dallas. And our Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, that's November the 10th. A couple of things. If you know somebody that needs to go, wow, what a gift. Secondly, if you need to go, it'll change everything. And thirdly, if you could sponsor someone to go, wow, that would be such a blessing to them and to you. It is amazing how many people we have who want to go to one, but they just don't have the resources. And you could be the source of everything becoming very, very different in their lives by supporting them and sponsoring them through it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you possibly could help us, help others, we would love for you to do that. All right, let's go to Paula, Hartford, Connecticut, Sirius XM, where she listens. Hi, Paula, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much also for your ministry. I just found you on XM Radio.
Great, thank you.
And I don't get to listen too often, but just enough to know that I would love to hear some of your guidance.
Okay.
In my situation.
Well, what is that situation?
Well, I would say the main question, this revolves around my marriage. Alcoholic husband, alcohol and drugs. I'm the Christian. He is not a Christian. I've been a Christian for a long time, and I feel I'm a pretty solid Christian understanding and understanding about God and who he is. Mm-hmm. My main question is, as I kind of, I'm really waking up to my scenario, and so just the fact that I have to call.
Okay, so tell us what we can help you with.
Really, how to protect myself and my girls as I really kind of lay down some serious boundaries.
You have to be specific about what's going on. What's going on with your in your marriage?
Well, it revolves around verbal abuse, and so I have really am really realizing about the boundaries and things like that. And he has not been responding. So we're pretty much at a place after being married. We just had our 19th anniversary. We have two teenage girls, 17 and 15. I'm also read the Verbally Abusive Relationship by Patricia Evans, and she's helping me know how to go about this.
Okay, so why is he have some other problem that causes him to be abusive, more abusive at certain times, or is he just this way all the time?
Yeah, it's a variable. It can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I can't live with it anymore.
Okay,
it's got to change now, and I see the effects on myself and on.
Now the call screener mentioned that he was an alcoholic. Is that true?
Yes. And now,
but you weren't going to mention that to us. Did you feel bad about mentioning that to us or?
No, I thought I said.
I think you did.
You did? Okay. Yeah. All right. I am sorry. I missed that. So he's an alcoholic and he's verbally abusive.
Right. But he's not the typical, and this is where it was so confusing to me, and I didn't realize, how extensive verbal abuse and how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So have you ever taken, now how old are your kids?
17 and 15.
17 and 15. We've been to two counselors already. I feel like I've
Have you ever taken them to an open AA meeting, or have you ever taken them to an Al-Anon meeting?
Well, broached that finally with my old, yes, I just did. They don't have an Alateen in the area, but they did say that I could bring them to Al-Anon. I don't know how open they are going to be. So if they don't want to go, what is your thoughts?
Well, it would really help you if you went. That'd be good. But I would just tell them.
I've done it before, and I went back the other night.
Oh, good. Because I think you would really help them if you started to work the 12 steps through Al-Anon. But also, a lot of times it works really well just to say to them, hey, we're going to go to this meeting on Tuesday night, and then we'll go have dinner afterwards. Or we'll have dinner, and then we're going to go to that meeting. You guys make plans. And then, so it's not like you have some discussion.
The tough thing is their schedules as teenagers.
Yeah. So you figure out.
They're in theater and dance, and sometimes it's hard to find.
So you have to do that. You have to figure out what's the best time, given their schedules. And then say, look, I've looked at the schedule, we're busy, but hey, this is huge for us. This is the biggest thing in our family life.
I'm trying to get that across to them, but a lot of it they don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. So quick question. You said he's not the typical, and we didn't get to hear your finish. What do you mean he's not the typical? ...
You know, there are good and bad moments. He's not the one who comes home, calling me names and all kinds of, nasty. There's an element, if I do what Patricia tells me to do in her book, I can kind of keep the peace, but she said this is kind of survival time. So I am not rocking the boat anymore.
She tells you to keep the peace? The book says to keep the peace?
She doesn't want me to really rock the boat right now until I'm ready and I have more things in place.
Let us just give you the advice that we would give you, whether you had read a book or not. Go ahead, Sherry.
So first off, I hear the fear in your voice, And I hear a lot of the buts, a lot of but he's not, but he's good and bad. And then, let me tell you the picture that came to my mind as you were talking. It was of Jesus in the temple when the money changers were there. And the reason that picture came up is I thought, how would Jesus deal with the rage and verbal abuse in your home? Would Jesus be okay with it?
No, I'm okay. Very much feeling like he's coming to our rescue.
Okay.
But I have to.
You have got.
I have responsibility.
Well, you do. And you have been letting the money changers in the temple. Your husband has a huge problem, and he has been drinking for a long time. Drinking so much so that it's shut down a part of his brain. It's called the temporal lobes. And that part of the brain is responsible for emotional regulation. And if you don't have that, you become rageful or verbally abusive.
Right. And he does have a lot of anger underneath the surface. He doesn't show it. And he verbally abuses me when no one else is around.
Okay. But your girls know that.
Right.
What keeps you there? What keeps you from picking up your two daughters and leaving the boat today?
You bring me to my next point is the finances.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money.
Okay. So guess what? In the state of Connecticut, there are rules and guidelines legally about marriages when they do something called a legal separation. Do you know what those guidelines are?
No.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should make him leave or who decides.
So I want you to do this. I want you to do a very brave thing, and I want you to go, and I don't know how you're going to get their shekels together, but I want you to go, and I want you to pay cash and see an attorney and ask them what your rights are if you were to do a legal separation. And I know that's really firm. You've got two teenagers right now and a husband who's verbally abusing you. He's not in treatment. And unless you're going to have somebody come in and do an intervention to get him into a treatment facility, you and your daughters are being harmed every day.
Right. And I'm thinking of it as if it was physical abuse.
Well, it is. I had a gal this week who grew up with an alcoholic dad that was abusive. And you know what happened? She can't even look at me in the eyes.
I know. He's not like this.
Well, let me just say this.
Stop.
Yeah.
But.
Do you see? Do you hear the but? Do you hear your excuses? I really want you to face that, because no matter what we bring, you push back and there's a but there.
Yeah, that's right. And I got to tell you, I would not be telling you to keep the peace. I mean, God doesn't honor peacekeepers. He honors peacemakers, and you have to disturb the peace to make peace sometimes. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
You know, we've said it here before, the great proverb, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. And sometimes we have to move out. Hey, I'm the biggest offender of being a pleaser. Got to move out of it and in to action. Sherry, finish up here. We'll take one other call,
so
and then we'll have a show after this.
So the first, I'd give you 3 things. First things, I want you to stay in Al-Anon, and I want you to go to more than one meeting right now, and I want you to find somebody there who knows an interventionist that you can meet with that possibly can help get your husband into treatment. I want to have you meet with the attorney, as I mentioned. And then the third thing is really about fear. Sometimes when we are scared, we feel fear in our bodies, we pull away, but we really, that anxiety is not about stop. It means I need to push through this and get help. So don't let that fear make you move backwards. Have it move forward and take your life back. Steve, I think, would be a great resource for her.
And go to the seminar when we do it, too.
Yep.
We'll send her Take Your Life Back. And I'm glad you called, a new listener, and I just think we're giving you a different perspective maybe on what you've heard before, and I'm glad that you called. All right, final phone call. Nicole from Bethesda, Maryland, WAVA is the station. Hi there, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Hello, New Life family.
Hello. Big hug ministry to you, Nicole.
I want to thank you so much for your ministry. I just want to share as quickly as I can my testimony. On 2015, October, my wonderful husband, second husband of 26 years, I discovered he was drinking obsessively, hiding it in vodka and water bottles.
Wow.
We went on a trip. I told him not to drink. He loved fishing. He came back to our hotel after fishing, and I saw him staggering. I didn't say anything to him till we got home, because I was so upset. We got home. The last place we went together was church. It was a friend of mine that was 15 years in recovery, and I wanted him to speak with them. He spoke with him that day after church. He came home. He said it went well, and that was it. He was a very quiet man, but he was a wonderful man, a wonderful stepfather to my adult children. The next day he woke up, he was staggering, which meant that what he would do is he would drink at night. So he was that type of alcoholic that could manage and go to work, and he had a really tough, hard job. Anyway, I get home that day. We had a little argument, a disagreement when he left. I said, honey, you need help. He looked at me and he says, what? You know, kind of mean. And I left, and he left before me, which is always the case. So I get back that day. I notice some things are kind of undone in the house. And I thought maybe because the type of work he did, that maybe he had to work overnight. He came home and went back. Long story short, the next day, and he wasn't answering his phone. The next day I go to work. I call his job, asked if he was there. They said, we haven't seen him since Friday. And that was Tuesday. I did a missing persons report. They found him in West Virginia driving. They said he was fine. He didn't want to be anyone to know where he was going. The police officer kindly let me know the direction he was going in was Ohio. That was October 26, 2015. He texted me twice, the end of January, and said, pray for me. I love you. And the week before Valentine's Day, he said, I love you. February 14th of 2016, he... I couldn't get him on the phone. His cell phone was off, which was never
okay. We're
off.
Just we're so running out of time here, so I want you to
okay.
go ahead
and. Long story short,
yeah,
he went all the way to Nevada and committed suicide.
Oh my
oh,
goodness.
Goodness,
that's just horrible.
So I had to do everything. Crossed
wow.
the phone. I had him cremated. He came back. I've had the support of family and friends. My daughter got married in October. I found out in July that I had congestive heart failure. And in October, I had a defibrillator put in, and I'm just here to say praise God for his blessings. For you guys, you've been wonderful listening to you, and I know that my father is with me. I live alone, but I'm not lonely, and I have a fulfilling life, and I know it wasn't my fault. I know my husband loved me, but he was dealing with some things that we didn't know. He suffered from depression. He hid it. He was a wonderful husband and a good man, and I know it wasn't my fault, and I have come a long way. God has been with me, and he delivered me to this place, and I am 61, and I am praising God every day.
Mm. Well, that is quite a story. I'm glad that we were here for you. Now,
yes.
Now tell me what is it that has helped you the most? What biblical principle?
Trust
what
in
thing
my Father, knowing he said he would never leave me or forsake me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what got me through this. And
all
knowing
right.
he never has left my side.
Mm.
Never.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let me just send you this Spiritual Renewal Bible as our way of saying thanks for you encouraging others to, through the worst of times, to hang in there, to trust God, to not give up. So often something like this happens and the shame is so great that nothing good happens and one horrible thing leads to another horrible thing. So I'm glad we were connected.
Well, and to her point, and I know we're nearing the end of the program here, but I want to make a point here in light of her conversation and Paula's call. Remember those temporal lobes I talked about, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the alcohol satiates those, they go away, and somebody has dark and dark, violent thoughts that are turned inside or outside. So we have one husband who before is turning it towards his wife, and this one turned it inside. I just want to say, even though she's saying he was a wonderful husband, he was an addict. And gang, please hear us. If you have somebody who is drinking in your life, they need help. They need to be inpatient because it will take them out or
that's
those
right.
around them. It's a serious thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So just...
All right.
Yeah.
Mm, don't wait. Don't let somebody try to convince you to do the easy thing and do nothing because it's really, in the long run, of course, it's the most difficult thing. We started talking about, we started the program talking about selfishness and surrender, and let me just read a quote to you. This is from Jerry Shirley. He said this, "Selfishness and ignorance. Ignorance is the inability to understand and appreciate some other person's needs. Selfishness is an unwillingness to meet those needs. One is a heart problem. The other is a head problem. One can be solved by information, the other only by repentance. But both must be addressed in order for the relationship to improve." I think that's pretty powerful. I think that we get selfish and we are ignorant. Thinking themselves wise, they become as fools. And so we don't understand the other person and we're unwilling to meet any of the other person's needs. And so until the head and the heart both are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit through God's truth in redemptive relationship, nothing's going to get better. When you're ready for things to get better, then we're going to help you. If you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, there may be a book, a CD, a counselor, an intensive, an experience, but you'll never know if you don't call us. And so please do.
You know what, Steve?
Yeah.
I thought about your quote, and I thought sometimes when self is on the throne, right, when
mm-hmm.
you started the group
yeah.
call today with selfaholics, it takes somebody to look across in our eyes and let us know what they're seeing. The person that is in self place doesn't really see that they're being selfish. But that's one great thing about our weekends is we actually have small groups and counselors that do the work and other people get to speak into your life and you get to hear those areas that you're not seeing. And
that's right.
It helps wake people up to
it really does.
Areas of change. So don't wait. Come.
Well, if you can help us do what we do, would you call us right now? We'll send you a CD from the teachings of Take Your Life Back by Dr. Dave Stoop and myself. It's our way of saying thanks. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.